is the future. This is not the past. This is the future, and the future moves fast. This is quicker, simpler, rules, reform. This is your game, safer. This is football, reborn. This is our moment, our story to tell. This is history begun. This is the XFL.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Inside the XFL. Please join me in welcoming our host for this evening, Mikey C.
Thank you, Skip. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Mikey C. And that is our announcer, Skip Banneford. He is a real person and not me. Remember, Skip Banneford, real person. Well, welcome, everybody, to the first ever episode of a brand new podcast from FansNotExperts.com. This is Inside the XFL. Some of you might be thinking, the XFL? Wasn't that a failed football league from Vince McMahon back in 2001? Yes, it is. Others of you might be thinking, XFL? Isn't that a new football league from Vince McMahon coming out in 2020? You're both right. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a guy who likes to podcast, but I usually do podcasts that nobody listens to. It remains to be seen what this podcast is. I also like to go on Twitter a lot. And I'm a wrestling guy, so I pay attention to Vince McMahon news. So back in 2009, I created a Twitter account called @XFLFootball. And, you know, I just used it kind of as a parody account. To put up certain things, almost as if the XFL was still alive, still existing. But like with many things that I work on, I forgot about it. It sat there for years, not used, never to be heard from again. So we thought. Late last year, we started hearing that Vince McMahon might be bringing back a football league. There was interest, there was talk, and you start hearing that, I think it was like the UFL. There were different trademarks that his parent company that he just started, Alpha Entertainment, I think they bought a few trademarks or a few licenses, and he took a ton of WWE stock and invested it into this Alpha Entertainment. From my understanding, Alpha Entertainment is completely separate from WWE. It's not like Alpha is going to be the parent company of WWE, almost like Alphabet is the parent company of Google, or wasn't it Titan Sports when we were kids? Two separate entities. He basically is, I don't know if he's the CEO of Alpha or if he's just an investor, but he is clearly the face of the company because there was an announcement of a live press conference that was going to be streaming at 3 p.m. on Thursday. And that's when we got this.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining today's press conference. The new XFL will kick off in 2020, and quite frankly, we're going to give the game of football back to fans. I'm sure everyone has a lot of questions for me, but I also have a lot of questions for you. In fact, we're going to ask a lot of questions and listen to players, coaches, we're going to listen to medical experts, technology executives, members of the media, and anyone else who understands and loves the game of football. But most importantly, we're going to be listening to fans. So I'd ask that, the question of what would you do if you could reimagine the game of professional football? Would you, for instance, eliminate halftime? Would you have fewer commercial breaks? Would the game of football be faster? Would the rules be simpler? The new XFL will be fan-centric with all the things you like to see and less of the things you don't. And no doubt, a lot of innovations along the way. We will present a shorter, faster-paced, family-friendly, and easier-to-understand game. Don't get me wrong, it's still football, but it's professional football reimagined. Since we're launching in 2020, we have 2 years, which is plenty of time to really get it right. We intend to start conservatively with 8 teams, 40-man rosters, a 10-game regular season, and postseason featuring 2 semifinals, and of course, a championship game.
Thank you, Vince. I'll take it from here. So at that point, right when he said the kind of the way the league will be set up, 8 teams, 40-man rosters, 10-game season, 4 teams in a semifinal, and 2 teams in a championship game. I took that Twitter account, that XFL football Twitter account. Earlier in the day, I was tweeting jokingly jokes, you know, little things here and there about the league. And I put that tweet out. I updated, actually, my Twitter avatar to match the new logo, because they updated the logo to a new red, white, and blue color scheme. No more of the red and black. And I put a tweet out just with those basic stats and a picture of Vince. And the Twitter blew up. The tweet blew up. Now, I'm a conservative type Twitter as far as things being a big deal to me. So I have a wrestling Twitter account that has about 4,000 followers, and I get retweets and likes here and there, certain things, a couple here, a couple there. But this tweet that I think had 20, or no, I think it had 70 followers about on that day, that tweet had well over 1,000 retweets and over 2,000 likes when all is said and done. And it's still kind of going. And my Twitter account followers went from 70 to over 1,000. I think it's over 1,100 now. So at that point, I realized that this Twitter account that had no connection to anything else I did, at least for these few days, is popular enough to kind of take advantage of. So I immediately, you know, started the thought of creating an XFL podcast. I run a website called fansnotexperts.com. When I say I run a website, it's me and it's my cousin, and we do podcasts. For the most part, that's really what it is. It started off as blogs, but now it's different podcasts. I watch a movie. I watch a movie every day in June. There's all kinds of stuff on there. But we're talking, you know, 50 listeners here, 100 listeners there. Nothing big, nothing major. And it could be the same with this. I don't know. But it's fun to do. I enjoy doing it. So I thought, and I'm always looking for new ideas. And this thing just fell right in my lap. I thought, why not do a podcast about the XFL? So here I am. This is it. What's the podcast going to be? I mean, for the next, you know, 2 years, there's not going to be any games played. So there's not like we can do a show every week. Maybe there'll be enough. But, you know, I'm intending it someday to be a weekly show where we talk about what's going on in the league for however long the league lasts. I am going to have a co-host, my cousin Brandon. He did express interest in being on the show. So hopefully we can get him. He's very busy, very, very popular and very busy and handsome. So hopefully we can get him on a regular basis. But if we can't, you know, I still want to try to make this a weekly show as much as I possibly can. The nice thing is that this is a show that's reacting about sports. You know, I've done other shows where I try to do a weekly show, and it's tough because you have to try to, if you're doing geeky stuff, you try to do some research and have some topics. It's about TV shows, whatever. I'm rambling, and you'll find that I could do that from time to time. But that's what the show is. That's what the show will be. And I mean, I guess might as well talk about what we heard on that first press conference, talking about making Vince McMahon talking about making the game simpler, more family friendly. So it's funny that they're using the moniker XFL, because I mean, it is still a brand. There was that documentary, that Teddy Ebersol did for ESPN, a 30-30. You know, the logo is the same logo with new colors. I think it's the same logo. If not, it's very close. There's still a brand and still I can't think of words sometimes. It's a brand that people are aware of. There's an awareness. That's it. But it's weird because the awareness, or to me, or when you think of XFL, you think of second-tier football, if that. You think of WWE, WWF. You think of wrestlers. You think of, you know, like cheerleaders and bad, hokey, like sexed up cheerleaders that they tried to go in the locker room and just some tacky stuff. And this sounds like they're really trying to get away from that. They're going to make it family friendly was the term that stood out to me. Simpler, safer, interesting. I don't know, simpler means, just if they can even just decide what a catch is, that'll make it simpler right there. I'm curious to see the whole thing, because he talked about the word reform was used in the rap, in that opening rap. I don't know what that means. I guess it's just, changing the game, listening to the fans. It's going to be interesting just to see what happens. Whether it's great or whether it fails, it will be interesting, and I'd like to document it along the way. He talked about, people, they had the press conference, and people brought up Tim Tebow. They brought up Colin Kaepernick. I don't know if they brought up Johnny Manziel there, but I have heard his name being brought up too. And again, this is 2 years from now. What are these guys going to want to do in 2 years? But Vince brought up was it a character clause where if you were arrested of a DUI, you wouldn't be allowed to play in the XFL? That is tough, because not that football players out there are, all driving drunk all over the place, but it's like that's an offense that is a little more common than, something really violent. And I wonder if that would hold some people back. I don't know. I watched some sports shows talking about, where are these players going to come from? Are these going to be just the players that don't make the NFL again? Are these going to be the players that don't make the CFL or the Arena League? Are these going to be players that maybe they want to bypass college and go right to the XFL? If the NFL has rules in place, the XFL doesn't have to do that. I mean, they could say, if you're 18, come play. I mean, hockey does it. Basketball does. I think basketball, you have to go to 1 year of college. Hockey, you don't have to go to college. Baseball, you don't have to go to college. Why would you have to do it for the XFL? So if they could somehow make competitive salaries to the point where a player who might be good, but maybe wants to make money right away, so bypasses going to a college, isn't good enough to be on the top tier college teams. But then again, does that mean they're not good enough to be in the NFL? Probably. It'll be interesting to see. I'll use the word interesting a lot. I mean, one thing you could think of is a player bypasses college, goes to the XFL, plays professional football, makes money, and then the NFL looks at him and says, hey, I think you'd be good on our team. It's almost like a minor league where they actually use it as a farm league or a minor league. Not in competition of the NFL, just almost like complementary league. I think, didn't they have the USFL? They created a new one a couple of years ago, and that was the goal of that. Didn't really work. I mean, that is, you'd think that the goal of them is to make a successful football league and a successful show that people tune in. That's going to be the thing. How good is the football, and will people tune in? And is it all going to be, these are the people who are tired of the NFL and the kneeling? It can't all be that. That will only take people so far and only bring in so many people. I mean, I know people that actually are bothered by the kneeling. I could give a crap. I don't like controversy, so I'm like, guys, I don't want to see it. But if they kneel, I don't care. Just play football for me. But I feel like those guys still watch football. They still watch the NFL. I mean, look, I am a giant Patriots fan. I love the NFL. I love the Patriots. And, you're probably going to hate me just when I say that. But that's the way it is, and I'm excited for a Super Bowl coming next week. But I'm going to watch the XFL. I'm going to enjoy it. Hey, if there's a Boston team, you count me in as a fan at least to try it. I like trying different sports. I like trying. I like new leagues that try to do something. Whether it'll work, that remains to be seen. In reality, it seems like it's a long shot. But hey, he tried it before, and if they were just smarter about it, who knows, it might have lasted a little longer. Back in 01, I said, I'm going to jump on board with this. I like to design websites. I created a website for the Orlando Rage. I had my cousin, a different cousin, they're brothers. He would do predictions, and we would add these little things to the website. This was years ago, so it was all text. And it was fun. And of course, the league folded, and I bought an Orlando Rage hat. I'm pretty sure my brother had like a Chicago Hitman hat. I mean, I have an XFL football somewhere. I took a picture of it and posted it the other day on my wrestling Twitter. It's been torn to shreds, but it was a good football. It was fun to use. It worked. It was a football. I wonder if they're going to have a different football this time, or if it's going to be a little more, traditional, the brown football. I don't know. I don't know a lot of things, but I know that I'm excited. Just the prospect of this is exciting. Just even to see what happens. I mean, look, there are some NFL players, Tommy Maddox, Rod Smart. They came from the XFL. Maybe that's what this is going to be. Maybe that is what it could be. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. But we're going to all find out by 2020, assuming everything happens. And of course it will, right? How could it not? So I'm excited. And I'd like you to check out my website. It's fansnotexperts.com. The XFL site is just fansnotexperts.com/XFL. That's where every episode of Inside the XFL will be. You can also find me on Twitter at Mikey_C. And Inside the XFL Twitter, which is at XFL Football. So thank you guys for trying this out. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you will subscribe. We're going to have it on iTunes soon, Google Play, Stitcher. Hopefully get it on Spotify, whatever. Anything, any place it's available, I'm going to start submitting it. And this is the first episode to get it up and going. But of course, if you just use a regular RSS feed, you could subscribe there now. The link will be on the website. Again, fansnotexperts.com/XFL. Thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe when you can. Leave me feedback on Twitter. And that's all I got. So thank you for listening. For Skip Banneford, I'm Mikey C. And this is Inside the XFL.
This has been a presentation of Fans Not Experts, the network of champions. Fans Not Experts.